Ms. Gatewood?
I was muted. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Lydia moves that we recommend to the PMB that the National Election Supervisor be authorized to hire the local election supervisors beginning in June. Should the minutes note that that was seconded by Jack Van Aken?
Or? No second is required in committee.
Thank you. I think that, Chair, you were amending it to make a note that the anticipated cost...
That was a question. For Lydia's benefit in presenting the motion at the PMB because the financial impact is normally required at that time.
Does it need to be part of the motion?
No.
Thank you.
No, okay, not part of the motion.
That's it then.
Any further discussion on the motion?
This is Bob.
Mr. Lederer.
I'm sorry, I forgot to ask for a very tiny amendment, which is to add, to recommend to the PMB and to the Finance Committee, because it's quite possible. Maybe someone on this call is on the Finance Committee and can tell us if they're meeting. I believe they are meeting before June 8th when the PMB is next meeting. Is there anyone
who can
answer
next that? Week. I think they're meeting next week according to the schedule.
Okay.
This is Jane. I don't know when we're meeting. We were notified by our chair that there was a problem with the date next week, but I haven't seen anything.
Okay, well, in any case, I think it would just be good to add that so that then once this motion passes, our chair can forward this to the chair of the Finance Committee so that if they're meeting before the PMB, they can process it and, you know, make it easier to pass at the PMB level.
Okay, should I reread that?
Yes.
So the motion on the floor is that...
Kavarn Williams.
Oh.
Speak of the devil.
Okay, the motion on the floor is that the Elections Committee recommends to the PMB and the National Finance Committee that the National Election Supervisor be authorized to hire the local election supervisors beginning in June.
Any further discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly correct. I mean, I think that the recommendation is for the PMB to pass it.
Okay.
Do we normally include, I mean, I know that we send it to the Finance Committee, but that's not who the passage of the motion is directed to.
No.
Bob, did you intend that to be a part of the motion?
Well, perhaps someone who knows more about our procedures can clarify. I thought that budget items had to go through the Finance Committee first.
Yeah, I think they do, but I don't know.
They automatically have to.
Of the motion, especially since we haven't passed it.
Well, I guess what the reason that I think this amendment would be helpful is that then the Finance Committee presumably could meet his meeting before the PMB, and so this was expedited. So then the PMB
would
not have to refer.
Well, the chair is on this call. The chair of the Finance Committee is on this call.
Yeah. Well, perhaps she can.
I'm sure LeVar is going to take it to CFO.
Right.
To get it.
Yeah, here, Mr. LeVar. Sorry, I'm also on the cell phone. But, yeah, the procedure is that the Finance Committee would review it to see, have a CFO to see that funding is available to actually. Right. That, you know, we could bring the persons on in June, so the Finance Committee would need to review it, and that way you don't have to, like, have the motion go back to the CFO or to the Finance Committee if you just ask for the review to see that funds are available to take care of this motion.
Point of information, if I may.
Ms. Burton?
I'm sorry, did someone say something?
Ms. Burton is recognized for a point of information. Was it someone else with a point of information? Ms.
Well,
may have...
this is Lydia. So again, to clarify, the motion is for the PMB to approve it, and then we will forward, if the motion passes, to the Finance Committee for the financial impact, prior to the June 8th PMB meeting.
I'm sorry, that was my point of information. Thank you, may I?
Go ahead, Ms. Burton.
We've already agreed that this would cost about $2,200 per station, or between $2,000 and $2,200. So the financial impact has already been put in. Perhaps we could add that to the motion, but maybe it could be done simultaneously. And I would like to add, ask if perhaps the, maybe the second point of information, if directors on this committee could report back to us on the list as soon as or if and when anything relating to this committee or to the elections process is brought to the PNB, because sometimes we hear about these things after the fact indirectly.
So did I have the wording of this correct, or is there an improvement?
The Finance Committee would take a look to see if there's any stations that would not be able to afford this particular expense, because it will be billed back to the stations, and we would might have a recommendation to modify what the PNB considered.
A point of information, are to determine whether there would be alternative funds, either from national office to fund this.
Okay. So is there an objection to Mr. Lederer's amendment to the motion?
There is. As I've articulated twice, I would the intent of the motion is for it to go to the PMB. Then once we pass it, then we, if we want to have something that, I mean, it's a normal procedure. We are obligated to send it. That's already been established by matter of policy that we must send it to the Finance Committee. So I don't believe it's necessary to have it in the
motion. It's redundant.
Okay, considering the objection, is the maker of the amendment willing to withdraw?
Well, can I ask a question? Because I'm kind of lost about this objection. It seems to me time is of the essence, and since we know the next stop after the PNB meeting would normally be the Finance Committee, why not speed it up by going first to the Finance Committee?
It should, but then it's not necessary in the motion, is what I'm saying. The motion is directed to the directors. The Finance Committee is a committee of the PMB, but the body that has to pass it or deny it based on information from the Finance Committee is the PMB. So let's just keep it simple. We are all on board that it has to go to the Finance Committee. Hopefully they'll meet before, but we don't want to mess up the timeline. And LaVarne is going to... She knows all about it. So let me just clarify with LaVarne.
Mr. Lederer, is there an objection from the committee to withdraw the amendment and recognize Mr. Lederer after we dispose of the amendment for a possible follow-up?
No objection.
Point of information, are there other people other than Lydia who object to this amendment?
Bad procedure. Bad procedure. Every motion like this has to go to the Finance Committee and the CFO for its financial impact. The PNB can't consider it without a financial impact statement.
May I speak briefly to this about the financial impact? This is Casey Peters. I did speak with the CFO about this on Friday, and we agree that the budget last year for the elections process was about $205,000, and approximately half of that budget was for printing and postage. And we have about five boxes full of returns in the national office, in addition to which, of course, were the duplicates up to five in some instances that were delivered and not returned to us. So what we feel is probably the cost of cleaning up the list will then be saved later in the year in printing and postage.
This is Jane. I'd like to help.
Ms. Gatewood, you recognize?
I support Lydia's position. It's unclear when we leave the reference to the Finance Committee in this motion. It's a much better motion without that, but that we could have that we could put it in the minutes that we request that the Finance Committee National just take it out of the motion, but we're having it separate.
It would almost be in order. So there, in answer to an earlier member's question, there's more than one objection. Is there objection to withdrawing the amendment and recognizing the maker of the amendment immediately following disposition of the motion? Hearing no objection, the amendment is withdrawn. We proceed to the main motion. I think we're ready for a vote. Will the Secretary read it one more time without the amendment? Is there any objection to the motion as read? Then the motion is adopted. Mr. Letter is recognized for a possible follow-up motion.
Well, hopefully it's not necessary. I just wanted to ask LaVarne, as the chair of the Finance Committee, do you feel, based on this conversation, that you can bring this up at the next meeting of the Finance Committee before the PMB meeting?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello? Ms. Williams is recognized.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. We have a meeting scheduled for this Thursday. Now, Lonnie will not be at the meeting, but what we can do is send out a set of questions to Lonnie to answer for the meeting. So hopefully we can... Hello. Hopefully we can address that. Is there a problem here?
Just push on through.
It's not yours. Somebody else's.
As I was saying, Lonnie will not be at the meeting, so we can send. I can send a set of questions to Lonnie so he can answer these questions, including the one about the way Casey. Do you have a I guess you have a sheet or a worksheet outlining the savings due to having to bring these people on board in June. So we could just have Lonnie consider that if there are any questions or if he needs to look at the budget to see where he can move any funds to perhaps help a station that would not have the funds to bring the person on early. So we can just send out a set of questions and hopefully Lonnie can answer those by Thursday, the day of the meeting.
Well, yes. For one thing, we're not going to have the software costs that we did last year. That's one place where Mr. Hicks was looking for possible breathing space in the budget.
Right. Okay. Then we'll just have him answer those questions and then I can do that. And perhaps I can get a copy of the motion. You can send me a copy of the motion so we can proceed from there. That would be great.
Okay. The Secretary is directed to send a copy of the motion to the Chair of the National Finance Committee, and the minutes of this meeting may so reflect.
Thank you.
We're almost out of time for the election supervisor's report. And we have some people on the stack who perhaps were not recognized during discussion of the motion. And I believe Ms. Gatewood, were you recognized during discussion of the amendment?
Briefly, my point wasn't touched on.
Well, I'll give you the floor anyway. Go ahead.
Casey, I'm concerned with the coordination with the stations. I know you're just one person, and I understand it. You're not even full time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. So, do you have any protocol established for dialogue with the general managers on any of this election topic?
Well, I have spoken with all of the general managers and interim general managers about election topics in general, and specifically about tracking the volunteers for purposes of establishing who are unpaid staff voters. I did bring this up at the PNB meeting in Washington, D.C. in April, and I didn't get any feedback, either positive or negative, from any of the GMs
if I could.
Yes.
I just want to clarify. So my question has to do with who your point person is. In other words, you're going to have that local election supervisor, hopefully sooner rather than later. But will it be the general managers who is responsible for making sure that that person has what they need to get the job done? In other words, you're not going to be at each station.
Well, ultimately, yes, but it would be the subscriptions people at each station that would be the point person on doing the
membership
work.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I just knew that was something that came up near the end of the last election cycle, is that we felt that there really needed to be a point person on the regular staff who was assigned to coordinate with the local election supervisors, so that
absolutely.
But I think that conversation needs to take place with the ED and the GM in some fashion. And so I just wanted to encourage you to kind of put that on your agenda, is establishing a communication protocol in terms of a coordinating person outside of your local election supervisor, and that is within the existing station staff.
Yes.
Okay, we're actually over time on this item because I allocated 45 minutes rather than 60. So a motion to extend time would be in order if there are more questions of the National Election Supervisor.
Move the agenda.
I move to extend by 10 minutes, Bob.
I would second that, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a motion to extend by 10 minutes. Is there objection?
May I get on the stack, please? Carolyn, here.
And Bob, please.
Carolyn, Bob, who else? Ms. Burden, you're recognized.
Thank you. Casey, I have a question about the monitoring and the creating of the staff list that the general managers have been asked to do. Now, they report to the ED. Do you have a deadline, a timeline? Do you have a point by which they know that they should have a list of the staff members ready for you or for whoever working with them is?
Yes. Now, are you talking about paid or unpaid staff?
Well, the paid, I assume, is pretty easy and already taken care of because of the checks. So
yes and no. Actually, some of the stations have a list of everybody who has worked for them, even on a temporary basis, and so that needs to be culled. But yes, the procedure that was given to all the management people was to keep track beginning June 1st through the date of record September 1st of the hours put in by volunteers who were doing any work for the station other than the phone room work and LSB committee work. That's per the bylaws.
And you have are you monitoring this every month? I remember last year that was a possible procedure and it never happened for some reason.
Well, it will be monitored on an ongoing basis by the local election supervisors, and the tentative lists are to be posted on or about August 1st for review by the general station community, so that people can say, I should be on that list, or so-and-so shouldn't be on that list, a renewed list will be posted on September 1st, and all we're going to try to resolve any differences people have with that list no later than September 15th. in order to have that all out of the way in time for the local election supervisors to do the verification of the petition signatures.
Well, I think one of the questions that happened last time was that the list itself, the way the list was generated was questioned. You have department heads and paid staff and producers vouching for the information that's going to be posted, or is it just everybody
self-verifying? That is the intent of having of keeping track, beginning on June 1st, rather than waiting until September 1st and then trying to figure out who should be on the list.
Can we proceed to the next person, Mr. Lederer?
Yes, I'll follow up in writing with that. Thank you. I'm still not clear.
Sure,
about
sure, please.
Go ahead. Thank you,
Mr. Lederer has the floor.
Okay, on the same topic, Casey, I wanted to ask you about the way that this procedure will take into account. Now, this is, of course, only at the three stations that don't have recognized staff organizations. There's been a formula in place for many years at KPFA and WBAI, which is that the general rule is that for every 1 hour on the air, it's assumed that there's 9 hours of production and preparation and other kinds of activity off the air. So therefore, any log that's simply based on someone coming in physically to the station, signing in, I arrived at 103 and I left at 203, is not going to reflect that. So I wanted to know, first of all, how your system would take that into account. And this is something that your predecessor, as of course I'm sure you know, recommended that rule be followed, that traditional rule be followed. And second,
yes, although I believe there was a difference between public affairs programming, but it's generally in that ballpark, yes.
Okay. And second of all, for people whose work at the station may not directly be on air, and therefore they may never, especially in this cyber age, that with all the things that can be done online, they may never set foot physically in the station and yet still put in the 30 hours over 3 months. So
That is true. And in those instances where people are working on programming, it's up to the producers of the programs to verify. And then, of course, the PD will also verify and in some cases may question whether an amount of work that's been reported has actually been done based on the PD's judgment of the quality of the programming and how much work seems to have been put into it. That's something that the election supervisors probably won't get directly involved in. But yes, certainly that is taken into consideration. And the last memo I sent to the management group on this basis, I can certainly send out as well to the elections committee, and hopefully when you see it in writing, that will answer some of your questions, perhaps raise others.
One more follow-up? So, no, I appreciate your answers. I just want to make sure that when the staffs, the unpaid staffs at those three stations are notified that this procedure is going into effect, is your language going to make it really clear that the two caveats that I just said, that so that they don't fear that because there's a sign-in system, that if they're not there 10 hours a month or, I guess it would be 30 hours over 3 months, that they will lose their eligibility, that those other factors are being taken into account?
Yes. Yes. So we're going to try to make it clear to everybody and also let people know on an ongoing basis if they're getting near or have surpassed the threshold for qualification as staff voters.
Okay. Mr. Chair, can I ask a question on a different subject?
There's 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a little bit looking ahead, but it wouldn't hurt to think about it now. My understanding of one of the problems last time was that with the people who requested ballots who'd never gotten them, and then they wrote to the National Election Supervisor, and there were many complaints that they never got them. And I'm not saying it was anyone's fault. I'm simply asking whether you think maybe now or in the near future it would be wise to kind of ask the national office, or if it needs to go to the board, it could, for authorization to hire temps, because that seems to be a crunch time when you know, whatever, no matter how well the list may be cleaned up, there's still, we always know there's going to be problems and people will not
that
get
absolutely out. That absolutely is true. That's something I'm not working on at the moment because it's not the kind of thing that has to be taken care of early to avoid problems. It is something, a troubleshooting situation that we will encounter. I can assure you that at KPFK last year, we had many problems with people making multiple requests over weeks and either never receiving ballots or getting them after the deadline. We had... I finally got authorization from the National Election Supervisor to distribute provisional ballots locally, but there seemed to have been a problem from the national office in getting ballots out to people. Now, some people did get their ballots in a timely manner, and I don't know what happened to the others. But, yes, I remember in 2003 we hired somebody to just deal with the replacement ballot question, and that person seemed to have done a suitable job in making sure that once it was pretty backed up, they were able to clear up the situation, and apparently to everyone's satisfaction, more or less.
Well, just in closing, I'm encouraging you to sooner rather than later make a request for a similar type of person to be hired, and not wait for the problem to arise, but assume
certainly.
It will arise.
And yes, I assume it will arise too, and it's sort of on the back burner because I have more pressing issues. But I will definitely add that to my budgetary request.
Thanks.
Okay, in the 30 seconds left for this item, I'd also like to recommend that the National Election Supervisor think about establishing a website on which frequently asked questions can be answered, and fair campaign violations and rulings may be posted for public viewing.
Well, let me answer that. I did start a prototype for a website, and I need to do more work on that. I have worked a bit with the national web worker, Pete Karakas, and we've got the rudimentary beginnings of that, and I hope to have it available for your review. In fact, you can review it. Right now it's just posted on GoDaddy, so there's ads at the top of it. It's not for public access right now, but you can go to pacificaelections.org and have a look at the initial content that obviously needs a lot of work. I certainly want the input of the Elections Committee and others who may be interested. This is not for public consumption right now, so please understand that it's only, like I said, the rudimentary beginnings, but please have a look at it. I'm happy to have any feedback, criticism, et cetera, and we'll get it into proper shape and looking better and more and being more functional as soon as I can devote more time to that.
Thank you.
And also, I'd like to say I do encourage all of you to feel free to contact me at ballot@pacifica.org with any of your questions or concerns. Your input is valuable, and certainly earlier rather than later, so that we can tackle these problems, as some of you said, on before they come up.
Excellent. May we now proceed with the next item on the agenda?
And hope you'll excuse me. I've got other things I have to do. I'm running around here in Berkeley, so I thank you for your time and your input.
Thank you.
The good work.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, on to work group reports. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this entire item. We have 5 work groups. First listed is technology follow-up, which was trying to reach our previous national election supervisor. Anyone wish to contribute on that topic?
Can we try again? Can we designate someone to try again?
Okay.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it necessary?
Well, there's at least one pending issue which I can update the committee on, and that's the issue of the USB key on the software. And Mr. Peters is aware of that issue, has been advised of the document that he must file in order to get a replacement software and replacement key. And so he will proceed to do that if he cannot contact Les Radke in order to get anything needed to get our software working.
So I repeat, is that work group needed?
May I say something, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I would just like to suggest that since we are volunteers, that whatever we can do to, with a certain amount of discretion, do some work so the paid employee doesn't have to spin his wheels getting that information, of course, that would be saving the foundation some money. Does anyone know if the former election supervisor is back from Russia yet?
Nobody knows that he is.
Can someone in that area attempt to reach him?
Ms. Williams is the only person from the original work group on the call.
I'm sorry, this is LaFarne. Could you repeat the question?
Can you attempt to reach the former executive director who was out of the country?
Election supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Try to reach Les Radke. Yeah, I can try tomorrow. Just give me an action item. I'll do it. And we want, and specifically we want to ask about what?
Location of the software CD, although it's probably moot because there's a new version, but more importantly, the USB key.
Okay, well, just put it on that item, and I'll definitely do that.
Okay, so we'll continue that work group for this purpose.
Let me ask, Mr. Chair, may I ask one other question?
Yes.
Is there any other information that it wouldn't hurt to ask from the former election supervisor? I don't know how complete his final report was, but upon reflection, I mean, would it hurt to ask him if he has any other advice or, timeline or a list of suggestions for us upon reflection? Because I have a feeling that we're not adequately, or that we're not getting, I wouldn't say our money's worth, but it wouldn't hurt to try to get as much from our paid employees before they collect their final paycheck. And we might still have an opportunity here to ask him to think about whether there's some information that he hasn't given us.
It certainly wouldn't hurt. One follow-up item would be a CD of the ballot data from each station. I don't think that was delivered for all stations. So Ms. Williams might want to note that. Is there any other committee member with a suggested follow-up question for the previous national election supervisor, if he can be located?
This is Secretary. What was the first item that she was asked, first of all, to contact him to attempt to find out if he is in the country? And then was there a specific item,
the election software CD, the USB key to unlock that software, also mentioned was ballot input data for all the elections. any other committee wish to be recognized on the subject? Then let's proceed to the next work group, which was elections timeline. And that was Ms. Roberts, I believe.
Hi, it's Rain. I actually try to send it out to you guys. The text, the notes went around pretty well, but I think the...
I can't hear, Serene. Can others hear?
Can anyone hear?
I can hear.
How's this? Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. I sent out to the group. I actually met with Henry Knorr. Teresa had said she had a conflict and may not be able to make it. Jane had indicated that she could not be available last week to meet. Henry and I met, and we sent around both the original timeline along with four other proposals, including the one that the WBAI local elections committee had done in 03, something that Kenny Mostern had done in 04, and that Les Radke did in 06, and a new proposal, which is different from all of those. I don't know how much people can follow if I were to try to read that by phone, but tell me how much you're going to hear, and I'll be happy to share it. Those of you who have access to your email can see it in your email. Although, as I said, the format of the actual election timeline grid didn't hold together very well. We simply broke the proposals down. Someone's having a lot of noise. Maybe you can try to mute yourself. Commonalities, which is that every election supervisor agrees that the nominations do not need to remain open for 2 months. So that period of time could be shortened. The difference between what Les Radke offered and what Kenny Mostern had offered was very, very minor. I think the only change was with the record date. And both of those timelines conflicted with the spring drive in terms of getting, you know, maximum publicity for the election process and for candidates having adequate on-air time.
Can everyone mute except for the speaker?
The proposal from the 2003 WBI group did avoid conflict with the drive, but what the timeline would have resulted in elections being completed in May, which means we would essentially be seating a new board in June, let's say, or even July, which would then have to deal with the next year's budget. So conceivably, you could have people who have no familiarity with the budget or the station or the board having to vote on a new budget, and that didn't seem to be a good idea to us. So we actually came up with a third alternative, which would begin the process in June, with nominations opening in June, and would end with elections happening, closing around September 30th, at which time the budget would have been passed by the board that had been there and hopefully knew the figures and knew the issues. And that's about it. One more thing in terms of next steps. There's no election in 2008, and obviously we'll want to try to include any ballot questions that we have, or any amendments that we have, proposed amendments, with the ballot that's going out this year, which means we have to really be very mindful about the time. The board would need to propose it, or six directors, or I think it's two of five LSCs, would need to propose it, let's say in June, so that it could then run for the 60 days and be voted on by the PNB and then approved by three of five local boards in time to get actually onto the ballot that's going to be sent out in October.
So is that a work group proposal that you're presenting?
Yes.
Because it's hard Hard to read it in the email.
It's hard to read what in the email?
The dates. Oh, there. Maybe I can see it.
Point of information, please. When was this sent out?
Shortly. A short while ago.
Chair, it sounds like this is a really big item that we need to maybe discuss the whole committee at length, and I wonder if the 5 minutes for this report, you know, is unrealistic to tackle this item.
Yes.
Can we schedule a time to discuss this proposal at length?
Ms. Roberts, by what time must the PMB consider this proposal in order to meet the notice requirements for a bylaws amendment?
I don't know if they're planning a meeting in late June. If they're planning a meeting in late June, that can still be done. But I don't know. There are PMB members on the phone. Has there been any talk of anything beyond the June 8th meeting that Lydia mentioned?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Letter.
Yeah, the next meeting is scheduled for June 8th, and while occasionally in emergencies there are supplementary meetings planned, normally it's just one a month. So, this may end up having to require an emergency meeting if indeed that's the only way to get it through, you know, on this year's ballot.
This is Carol Wolf. I have to leave the call now.
Okay.
Good night.
6:59 p.m.
Good night, Carol. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So as I understand the proposal, the work group is... Yes.
I also just posted it as a file, so those people who have Yahoo should be able to access it. It's in a newly created folder marked Work Group Report.
Okay, so the work group is proposing the election timeline be altered by a bylaws amendment according to the dates in the work group section of your email at 6:28 p.m., so that the nominations would open on June 1st. And,
you know, because the election, excuse me, may I be?
Yes, go ahead.
The National Election Supervisor has made a recommendation for a timeline, and I think that he should be part of the work group to discuss the, merits of his proposal in comparison with any others that are on the table.
May I respond?
Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
Well, two former National Election Supervisors have made recommendations. I don't know that Casey has made that assessment yet. I'd be happy to send this on to him for his comments. But as I said, both what Mostyn offered in 04 and what Radke offered in 06, and they're virtually identical, have us sending ballots out in the middle of May when every station is in fundraising, which is, you know, creating an unnecessary conflict and actually running us into the same problem where we're going to have a new board in July having to deal with the next year's budget.
Actually, this is a deficiency that could be fixed. I think I have to rule the motion out of order in its current form. We need a resolution that identifies the sections of the bylaws for which amendment is being proposed, indicating where the changes in the bylaws will be by section. in order for the directors to actually propose a bylaws amendment. I'm taking it back. It's not out of order for this committee, because the committee doesn't have to do that. The committee could entertain a motion along the lines of that the bylaws be amended so that the nominations open on June 1st, that nominations close on July 1st, that the record date be, et cetera. And then the PMB, perhaps through the governance committee, could identify the appropriate sections of the bylaws to be amended. But just the single line in the report I'm having trouble dealing with, and as recognizing that as a motion. So I'll ask the work group leader to try to propose the work group recommendation as a motion.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm asking you to propose the work group recommendation as a motion for committee consideration along the lines of moved that the Pacifica bylaws be amended so as to set the nomination open date for delegate elections to be June 1st, that the nomination close date be, you know, language along that type rather than just a list of dates in a
well,
chart.
Well, that's just what you said is fine.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a bylaws amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
And it would require 60 days. It would require... there's a notice period and then the PMB and the LSBs would vote on it, and then if they approve it, if it affects membership rights, then it has to appear on the ballot.
And this would take place, this would take effect in 2010? No, 2009.
I'm going to have to get off, Mr. Chair.
Chair, I have to, we're way past time on this committee report, and this is not a report, this is an action item. And I think it's out of order. I actually cannot comprehend how Casey's proposal meshes with this, and I don't want to take action on a motion where we haven't at least attempted to reflect on that. So I think that because of the lateness, and I think we cannot act on this at this meeting.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Point of information.
I haven't heard the motion. I know that Terry's been trying to get a motion on the floor.
Sums it up. There's a member with a point.
What was Casey's proposal?
I don't have it in front of me right now, but he passed out a flyer at the Washington meeting. I know he gave one to both of us at that meeting, Serene. We chatted briefly about it, and it seemed to have been very well thought out. But I think that because he did, he has been around the block a couple of times, and he did read the previous reports, and he did process, you know, how those reports seemed to mesh with reality as far as he'd seen it. I think it would be, I think we need to look at that proposal before this committee sends anything forward.
A point of information.
And also because we didn't see this until tonight, it's very hard for people to speak intelligently about it.
This is Ray Myers.
Well, first of all, is that a motion to postpone?
Yes, it is a motion to postpone until, maybe a time specific. I don't know when that could be.
Well, that... lacking any other information, that would be to the next meeting of this committee. Ms. Roberts.
Carolyn here. May I make a suggestion?
Go ahead, Ms. Bird.
That the work group be convened with Casey at it. I would appreciate a week's notice in order to make these meetings, but perhaps Casey could be invited to a meeting and we could hammer out something very succinct to bring back to this committee rather than argue it out here. Is that possible?
Ms. Roberts.
Two things. I wasn't aware that Carolyn was on this group, but I did send out notices twice this week, to which both Jane, Teresa, and responded, saying that they were not going to be available. Henry did respond. Ms. Burden may be confusing this with another group. And with all due respect to Casey, and I got lots of handouts that week, and I honestly don't remember what his particular handout, what any details may have been with regard to a timeline. But we do have reports from both local and national election supervisors for, I think, now three elections. It is not as though we don't know, or that no one has thought about the problems with the timeline. So, nor do I think that this is so terribly complicated. The point is to avoid national elections. Everyone has said that. The point is to avoid fundraising drives because, you know, you set up a conflict, a competition for airtime. And
definitely his timeline definitely suggests both. Oh, I'm sorry.
And when we met, the aim was to avoid those conflicts, which I think we've done. I mean, I'm not wedded to this particular proposal, but the point is that unless we want to spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars sending this out separately, it needs to go with this ballot. So any suggestions about changes should have that as a primary focus, getting it done, you know, in a way that it's collaborative and that respects the time restraints that we're dealing with.
Mr. Chair, may I be on the stack, Teresa?
Yes. First, let me mention that the only reason I see for this proposal to have to be on the ballot is its shortening of the nomination period. If that was separated out into a separate amendment, the California Corporations Code allow current terms of directors to be shortened without membership approval as a bylaws amendment. Just not lengthened. A member wished to be recognized?
Bob?
Teresa?
Teresa first.
Okay. I don't see the actual proposal. Are we saying that we were sent the actual proposal, Mr. Chair?
Who is flagging the chair's attention?
This is Teresa. I'm asking you, Mr. Chair, has this actual proposal been sent to the Elections Committee?
We have a proposal sent from Ms. Roberts at 6:28 p.m., not in the actual language of a amendment.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it yet, so it's difficult for me to address it. I think what we need, I appreciate Ms. Roberts' initiative. I did express that Friday was a good day for me. It was the best of the other options. So I'm sorry that I missed this meeting that happened. Are we discussing the actual? It's not in the. We don't have a motion on the floor. I take it because it hasn't been actually proposed as a resolution from what
we
she just said.
We do not have language of a resolution on the floor.